Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First day follow-up. Did you see Rory McIlroy, you know, when he fell to his knees after winning the Masters on 18 and he was crying? There's an iconic photo of that moment. Did you see that?
I've seen several photos, yes.
There's an iconic photo of him. Because, you know, the Phil Mickelson doing the awkward white guy jump when he won, you know, that it's iconic.
And the Elon Musk, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good call.
Rory, so there's all these iconic Masters photos. Mm-hmm. Rory, down on the ground, bawling his eyes out is one of them now. Yeah. Did you see that Ken Griffey Jr. took that photo?
Yeah, I saw that he took one. There's like 50 of those photos.
There are.
One of them is...
But it's... I mean, it's, a lot of it's about the lighting and, you know, I don't know. Is there one that's official? I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, Griffey's is a little bit tighter and closer, like more detailed. There's some wider shot ones that you see the whole gallery and everything, but Griffey's is like a really good of like capturing the side profile.
I did see early on in the tournament that it had gone around that Griffey had become a photographer and that he was accredited and was there at Augusta.
He was there.
Yeah.
And he took that photo.
I think Randy Johnson did that too. Randy Johnson was a professional photographer that I think works in Major League Baseball games and stuff.
He's been on the NFL sidelines too. Yeah. I saw someone say that 97 Mariners team had some of the best photographers in baseball history.
Well, then why doesn't Edgar do it?
He's busy being a hitting coach for the high-powered Seattle Mariners.
Maybe that can keep Ichiro busy.
I don't think that's going to work.
You know?
No. Get the bone dog out there.
Deal asks on the fan text line, what's harder to buy, a green jacket or an Oscar? Technically, you rent an Oscar for $1, and if you try and sell yours, the Academy takes it back.
Really?
Yeah, I've always heard that the Oscars, like, they get... Like, they protect, like, you can't just sell your Oscar.
I know, because, like, Judy Garland's Oscar, I think, went for sale.
Did it?
I think so.
But there's, I mean, my answer to that question would be certainly it would be harder to acquire a green jacket. There are only 54 green jackets.
Well, that's not true, because the members have some of them.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, it depends. Are you talking about Masters green jacket or just Augusta National green jacket?
Yeah, because those are two different things. Like the one that was sold for $139, it doesn't sound like that was a winner's jacket.
Right,
it was a member's jacket.
There have been 54 Masters winners.
So that would the Augusta one's harder to get.
Because there's fewer.
There's a million Academy Awards, and some of those Academy Awards no one gives to, no offense to, but like when you win the 1954 Oscar for, you know, I don't know, sound editing. Come on. that's not the same thing as winning a green jacket.
If I gave you 1 year
and
told you that at the end of that year, you have to produce a green jacket, a Masters winner green jacket here on the program, or we're killing you.
Yeah.
But if you do... You'll be a billionaire?
I'm going to do it because I don't want to die.
Yeah, but, okay. Oh, wait, what? Well, no, you don't have to take the challenge.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, so you can just pass?
Yeah, I'll just
pass. Yeah, you can pass.
Pass or play.
But I'll tell you, if my life was on the line or like...
Could you get one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's a better question. Your life's on the line.
100%.
You're bringing a green jacket in here? Yes.
I do think Sue could get one. I think he hunkers down in Augusta. Yeah. You figure out who the members are.
Yeah.
You start, like... You know, some of those guys have drinking problems. Like, just you go to a bar, that's Sook's a bar man. You strike up the conversation there.
You start
get
making
close
some,
enough. Don't get sloppy.
Some serious
he's got
threats.
This.
Maybe you have to break a finger. Look, it's going to get ugly. I'm probably having to threaten someone's
life. Oh, so you're going
wife.
Straight to violence, huh?
100%.
Well, I think Sue could get there befriending and then overtaking by force once you get
I
close
can't,
enough.
I look, these people that all have them have so much money that there's nothing I can offer them in any sort of incentive. My incentive will be, I know where you live, and I am going to see, I mean, look at me.
I like my plan better.
You get some tall, old, rich guy, and now we're hunkered up at a bar. And now I drag him into the back, and I'm probably holding a hand. We're breaking a finger or two. I take a photo of his kid, and I'm like, I know where this is going. I need that green jacket, and I need it now. And I'll be waiting, and yeah, I think I could get one.
Yeah. See, you've seen too many movies, because you know who comes out of the other back room?
What?
And then puts a gun to your head? Freaking, who's the guy in Mobland?
Oh, I haven't seen Mobland yet.
Oh, you're
talking about Tom Hardy? Or
yeah, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's in it?
Yeah, because you know rich white guy in the bar there? Yeah, he's got more resources than you. You're dead.
Nah.
You ain't shaking one of those guys down. They've seen the likes of you.
Nah.
I think you just picked the right one to get liquored up and make a bad decision by letting you borrow it, you know?
Yeah, Buck's on the right track there.
When you have someone and you're causing a severe amount of pain, I think I can get that done. I'm not saying I'd want to.
That's what those guys do for a living.
I don't think they are.
They put people's heads in vices and make billions.
No.
That's what they do.
Those people there are not mob bosses. That dude's just some hedge fund douche.
Yeah, your propensity for violence is going to get you killed in this
what
exercise.
Other way do I have to go?
Did you not hear our producer?
There's no way. That guy, I'm offering, there's only one way I'm getting that green jacket, and that is through sheer violence.
The real question is where are the green jacket? Like, where do they keep them?
I'm guessing just a locker room.
Well, okay, but are they on
the members
display?
Have lockers, right?
Yeah.
The members do have lockers.
I
so
bet
do the players.
They just go in there, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm guessing they have some sort of display.
No.
I mean, wouldn't the ones from like the, like an official one from the Masters being on display?
Because it says when you, I read a thing and it was like, when you win a green jacket, you get more than just the green jacket, right? You get access to, there's
you
a bunch of different stuff.
Free golf tees?
Huh?
Free golf tees?
Free golf tees. You do.
Free golf tees for life?
Do you know that if you go to play the Masters, you cannot hit on the members range?
Where's the members range?
There is a members only driving range.
Where's that?
And warm-up area. I don't know.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. I guess it's tucked away. And so if you are like Dustin Johnson cannot go hit on that, but Tiger Woods can. So you get access to that.
Wait, they
well,
both
Dustin
won the
Johnson
Masters.
Won the Masters.
Oh, well then never mind. He does do that. You know what I mean.
Russell Højgaard or Rodney Højgaard or whatever.
Yes.
Whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah, it's Rodney.
So yeah, there's all kinds of weird little stuff. And one of them is you do get your own locker. At Augusta National, and I would assume
Rasmus.
That your jacket Rasmus. Is probably hanging in your locker. And so that dude, all I got to, I'm telling you, you have to wait, you're not going after one of the players, right? You're finding one of the dudes that's milling around. I find what car is his. I'm waiting in the back of the car, and then he has a choice to make at the end of that. Would you like your family to meet an untimely end, or I need you to produce a green jacket?
You're playing his game, and he is going to absolutely slaughter you at that game.
Dude, you are giving way too much credit to boring, rich, old guys that are at Augusta National.
Yeah, not those guys.
Now,
though.
Pine Valley, I don't think I want to try that, because I think Pine Valley's probably got Tony Soprano in it. I think Augusta National is just boring, old, rich, white guy.
Some guy says Fred Ridley would be at next year's Masters with a fake Chubb's hand because Sook took it to get a green jacket.
Well, if you told me my life was on the line, or like you said, it's my family, right? There, someone's got my kid.
I said you.
Someone's got, exactly. If it is my life and you're about to make my kids an orphan, or it's some old rich guy's ass that I got to take a hunk out of, guess what? We're going down.
I think you got to be more clever.
Well, we'll find out what happens when I cut a finger off how much he wants that green jacket. You don't think I'll take a pair of pruning shears to you? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting dirty.
Again, Tom Hardy comes in and just offs you before you even know it. He's got people.
I told you, dumb bitch!
All right, up next, what's up with the middle of April? Next on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Academy has the right to buy it back for $1. And that even goes to if you hand it to someone else. And they will sue you, and they have blocked all kinds of sales of Oscars.
What if I give it to someone?
It doesn't matter. The agreement still transfers over. Whoever owns the Oscar, you cannot sell one, but that is post-1951. The agreement was signed in 1951. So Judy Garland's the Oscar was pre-1951. So they have tried to, the Academy sues whenever those come up, but those have been sold. Judy Garland's was valued at $3 million. So there have been some that try to sell it, but the Academy always sues and it ends up being a hard thing to do. So basically now if you want to buy one, it's all black market. And they say that it can go anywhere from 500,000 to a couple million.
Whoa.
But it is all done behind the scenes. You cannot.
So I can get an Oscar?
Yes.
Like somebody.
It's just, it has to be done behind closed doors.
Okay. So they won't. They're not like Augusta National where they're go looking for me.
If you made it publicly, they will. It sounds like the Academy absolutely will sue.
Yeah,
and
but
will
I mean,
block.
If there's one on the black market,
no,
is the Academy doing some homework on whose that is? You can probably figure out whose it is.
It doesn't sound like it. I mean, but I was just reading through this article, and it's they have gone through a lot to try to prevent the sale of these Oscars. But they did say there is a robust black market scene out there for it. Pre-1951, they still try to block them, but those usually end up, you can usually find a way to get those legally. But anything beyond that, no, you got to know someone and you have to do the deal in the back.
Okay. Well. Now we're at this awkward spot where we're out of time for my next thing.
Well, we got into Oscars and green jackets.
But
sounds like it's easier to get an Oscar.
We could do it, but I don't think we should.
No, we should not.
I think you're right. We'll save it for the club. It's all the things that have occurred in the middle of April. It's really kind of wild. They call it killing season.
Mm-hmm.
And
everybody's dying?
Well, we'll get to it in the club. See, now you're going to have to wait.
Oh, okay.
It's your own fault.
Damn it.
That's called a tease.
Well, yeah. You know, I was trying to do some research on the Oscars for you. And by the way, to your point, I went to a charity dinner last year. I was at the Maurice Lucas Foundation dinner. And I sat with a guy who was a member at Augusta National. He was a car dealer out of Florida. He was a member. And I was bummed because I thought he was on my team. Turned out he just flew in for the dinner on his private plane and left. He didn't play. And that guy does not have Tom Hardy.
He's just
a car guy.
You can fight me all you want on
that's
this.
You could get that guy.
Maybe you could get that guy, but you mess with the wrong member.
Yes.
You're getting Tom Hardy. I just don't think violence is the end. You always go to violence. You can't go to violence. You got to be smarter than that. You got to go. You got to weasel your way in somehow.
I think putting a gun to someone's head is the easiest way.
Yeah. I think your brains are going to get splattered all over the wall.
Yeah. I think you just go party mode and you be bar buddy and you introduce some seedy places and then you get them in an uncomfortable spot. And
so blackmail.
Someone said dry cleaner.
Point, they're making bad decisions, you know?
Well, that thing's not going to a dry
cleaner. Yeah, exactly. Like, they're protecting that. They're not going to let...
You got one of... Because no one is risking their membership on you. So you got one of two things. Compromising photos with that guy, and you go blackmail.
Well, you're thinking better.
Or you cut off a finger. I think those
or
are your
Or get
only...
him drunk enough to, like, let you borrow it.
I think you got to get him drunk enough, and then you got to take photos of him doing something really, really bad and be like, these are about to go public unless...
Yeah, extortion maybe a little better than violence, maybe.
Well, Is that better?
A lot of them are old. Maybe hit up one of the wives on Facebook with one of those...
fishing schemes?
Yeah, like fishing schemes. Make her fall in love with you, and in order to get you out of the hospital, you have to give her a green jacket.
What if I convinced a really old lady that I was the devil?
She has to give you a green jacket.
One of those sorts of things. I'm the devil, and your husband's going to hell unless it's like a devil went down to Georgia situation. But instead of a golden fiddle, I get a green jacket.
What if you go take a player aptitude test or whatever they call it, and you get your card as a PGA Tour PGA Pro, not a tour member, but
just
like
a pro.
A guy who can give lessons and stuff. Yeah. And then you just get the job at Augusta National.
Oh, there you go.
Do that.
Or I could just become like the CEO of like AT&T and get a free membership.
There's another, yeah.
How janitor do I do for the clubhouse.
Start climbing. I got to start working for AT&T right now. Stat.
Perhaps you could say you're gay and they are really in need of a gay insurrectionist.
I'm gay.
At the Masters.
Think they're into the Bears, are they?
Because they have to cover all their bases. And that's one they haven't covered yet. And you'd be the guy.
Yeah, because they seem so inclusive. they seem so welcoming to different lifestyles. I'm not sure that's working. Google me, bitch.
All right, well, we'll get to the middle of April topic here on Titillating Topic Tuesday. Coming up tonight at 6. But right now, it is time for In the News, guys. I've got some info coming in on the missing kayaker down there. Yeah. And there's also... Well, yeah, I got a bunch of stuff. I'm going to tell you about the pit bull situation in Seattle. What would you... Your mic's not even on, but it's okay. You don't need it on.
Yeah, I thought we were going to break.
Yeah, I know. But everything you've said for the last 30 seconds, no one heard. Except for me, which
I said one thing.
I heard a nice faint echo.
Oh, did you? I heard racist commentary. Cuckoo, so luckily...
Look over here.
Also, what would you do in this hairy pit bull situation? So that's coming up next. Here's Buck.
They're eating the dogs.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.